I'm on a personal mission to creating 100 millionaires.
Now, since 2009, Shakir Hussein, nicknamed as the Backpack Millionaire, has been hailed as one of the most sought-after internet marketing leaders, trainers, and coaches to thousands of people.
Hussein, everyone!
Quickly become
magic.
One of the biggest leaders.
Really resonate with him.
He's a good guy.
He knows what he's doing.
He's a phenomenal teacher.
He's always a cutting edge.
And most importantly, he walks the talk.
I've got to know him. We've become friends.
You always have to work on manufacturing your own optimism.
Everything that we need is already within us.
It's very simple. Life is way too short, and you got to make sure that every single day you're capitalizing and you're growing.
What's going on, everyone? It's Shakir Hussein here, and I just had an amazing experience with an Uber driver. Okay, and I'm in an Uber car right now. But what was happening was I was coming back from my classes. So I go to learn Arabic. I go to learn about Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. And a couple of times a week, I go 2 to 3 times a week. And so it's weird, but not so weird, because every time I go there, I tend to most 90-95% of the time get into really interesting conversations with people, with men that drive me back. And so it was really cool, because as I was coming back, there was a driver who was driving me home, and you know, he had a great big beard, just had such amazing energy. And as I got talking to him, I realized, you know, he's been at this for a while. And he said to me, he's been driving people around for the last 20 years in London. He does night shifts. He loves it. And, you know, I was trying to think to myself, wow, I've never met someone that's so passionate about their taxi job. And I have had amazing conversations with Uber drivers all over the world. But this conversation really stood out, because what he said to me was, he said, you know, the governments and society in general trust Muslims to drive them around in their Uber, to drive them around in their taxis. And I didn't quite get it at first, but he said, everyone in the world knows that, you know, pretty much 99.99% of Muslims, they don't drink alcohol. So you go to any country, whether it's London, Singapore, anywhere, and who are the main drivers? You will find them to be from Southeast Asia. You will find them to be from Muslim countries. And he literally said, you know, this is what he feels, that he has a great responsibility to show up, to drive people, because it's a responsibility that he's taken, and the empowerment and how empowered he feels. And he was just talking about all of the greatest things. I mean, he said he does night shifts, so he drives around at nights. There's not much pedestrians. It's nice and easy on the roads. But this guy was so passionate about his job. And I see a lot of the times entrepreneurs, right, they get burnt out too quickly. Why? Because they're focused on the short term. They want to get the money right now. They want the success right now. They want the lifestyle. They want the cars. They want the flashy jewelry. They want the fame, the celeb. They want to speak on stage. All this yada yada great stuff. So you have to ask yourself, do you bring passion and enjoyment to what you're doing right now? And if you do, if you don't, things need to change, because that's going to burn you out. And if you do, how can you up it? I mean, I was so inspired after the conversation with this gentleman. I was thinking to myself, wow, this is the guy, you know, that cliche of turning lemons into lemon juice or whatever it is. Like, this is it. He's squeezing the joy out of life, regardless of his circumstances, situations. So ask yourself this question, where can you up your passion? Where can you find different meanings for something that may not be going right for you? Or even if it is going right for you, how can you double down on it? I mean, I'm myself got really inspired, and I thought, wow, in everything that I do now, whether it's marketing, going to the gym, even making these podcasts, I'll go a little bit longer. I'll think about what I'm going to share rather than just randomly ramble on. And so I truly hope you got something out of this, because, you know, I couldn't stop thinking about that gentleman that dropped me off. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I will speak to you guys soon. Tomorrow. Peace out.
All right, so we just wrapped up. Hopefully you've enjoyed this podcast. You know what to do. Go ahead and leave me a review. That's how iTunes gives us all these ratings and stuff, and that's how other people can listen to this. Forward this podcast to a friend or a family member. Forward it to your email subscribers. Share it on your newsletter. Whatever the case is, make sure you go and take action. Information alone is not enough. It's the application that we have to do on a day-to-day basis. Now, if you're not on my newsletter, go to shakir.com. That's shaqir.com. That's shaqir.com. I've got a free case study there that shows you a video walkthrough of the 10 income hacks that I've put together so that you can go out and build your own million-dollar business. Make sure you go and register to get daily updates on my newsletter. I'm excited for you, and I'll see you on the next podcast, committed to you becoming wealthified.